Well, Vicky, I know it's time to celebrate if you're a gardening expert or a gardening lover, and it is National Gardening Month, of April.
Isn't that crazy? April is National Gardening Month, and we've had ups and downs, and it's been very erratic. And I know that all of you are maybe kind of frustrated out there, but don't be. Traditionally, the weather does not seem to moderate until around Easter. And Easter is late this year, or later than usual. It's about April 7th. It is April 17th. So after that, the temperatures should begin to be warmer and more consistent, and also more conducive to faster germination as the soil warms up. If you have started seeds, you may have noticed that they're not germinating really rapidly outside. Well, it's been too cool, and it's also been kind of moisture. The moisture has been prevalent, which is a good thing, not a bad thing, but it does slow down on the germination. As the soil begins to warm, your seeds will germinate faster, and that'll be a really good sign that spring is here and we can all get out in the garden. The soil is actually so still cool, it will take a bit longer to germinate. So don't be dismayed if that happens, even with lettuce seed, which usually comes up overnight almost. It's sitting down below and waiting for that signal that it's time to come up and it's going to be nice weather.
Now, not only this is National Gardening Month, but Earth Day is coming up this month as well.
That's true, and with all the emphasis that we've had this in the last several years about planting things that will help and will carry on and be perennial and things like that, I know that it's frustrating with the weather that we're having now. The lawns are beginning to green up. Probably what you're seeing are a lot of winter weeds showing up too. So don't be too quick to fertilize, and let the lawn really totally green up before you start any kind of nitrogen applications. Wait until sometimes it's best around here to wait until early or mid-May to even start lawn fertilization, unless your lawn has a lot of cool season fescue. And if you do have cool season fescue, you can go ahead and fertilize now. Most of the weeds, as I said, we have now are winter weeds, and they'll die out as hot weather arrives, which will be sometime in July or maybe sooner. We don't know. But I don't recommend contact herbicide applications that can slow down the greening of the lawn. Mow your weeds down so they won't set seed. That's one of the best things you can do, quite frankly. And as far as bulbs and daffodils and things that have been so exquisite this season, the color has been just beautiful, even though it's been erratic as far as the temperature. But when they finish blooming, what you need to do is leave the leaves attached until they begin to turn yellow or brownish, as they do help the production of the flowers for next year. And if you cut them off right away, you're going to reduce the number of flowers you will have next year, quite frankly. Just do not remove the greenery and the leaves that are on your daffodils and your tulips. That's what feeds them and produces blooms for next year. So you need to let them die naturally. Do not remove them until they're faded and brown and kind of crinkly.